Blog Talk Radio.
Try. I can't walk out. 'cause I love you too much, darling.
Has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she stands. You can feel the room sway.
the last time this year. So let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one. A two. A three. Hey, we out to the
made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier's Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out naperssettlement.org and get ready. This summer, Napier Nights Concert Series is kicking off in June. Check out Napier Nights on naperssettlement.org website for all those exciting dates for that. Dolly McCarthy Show is proud to be a sponsor of the Napier Nights at Napier Settlement. Bricconi is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. I had a nice little accent going there. They have locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month. And Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Hey, go check out my Facebook post and some Twitter, too. We had a dance competition this past weekend with Arthur Murray, and I was in it. No, I didn't win anything. But I did shake my booty a little bit. Yeah, you'll have to check out that video on Facebook. Oh, yeah, can't believe I just said that. Shake a tail feather. That's what I meant to say. All right, we got another commercial here. And then we got an exciting show coming up. If I could just pull it up here. Here we go.
Hey, Chicago. Focus on Tomorrow would like to invite you to an event that benefits local education. Focus on Tomorrow's Unplug and Play fundraiser on May 9th supports programs to help keep kids working toward their future. Head on over to Killer Spin House on May 9th at 6 p.m. for food, drinks, and to meet Jisoo Ki of ABC7's Windy City Live. Visit www.focus-on-tomorrow.org/events for more details. So join us on May 9th, Chicago, and help us stay focused on tomorrow.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Dolly McCarthy Show. I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. And you know, every week I bring you good news to discuss. Good guests. Oh, we do have some good guests here. Good yummy. A guest with some yummies in the studio this morning. We have that coming up. Lenny Rago is here from Panino's Pizza, and he brought breakfast. Pizza for breakfast. Nothing better than pizza for breakfast, isn't it? Lenny, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
He's in the studio. We're going to be talking to Lenny today, but first we have another very special guest, the author, or actually I should say the creator. She put together a book called A Letter to My Mom, which features a number of exclusive letters from celebrities and regular folks like myself, who will pay tribute to their own mother. She'll be on the show in just a few moments. Lisa Erspalmer? I hope to goodness I have it right. Lisa's going to have to smack me one when she gets on there. Erspalmer, I think I got it. Yeah, she'll be on it. Do you know she's the former executive producer of the Oprah Winfrey Show? God, I can't believe that show was off the air. But we're going to check in with Lisa and talk about this latest book in her series, and find out what's going on. Maybe she can give us a little bit of a scoop about Oprah, what's going on with Oprah these days. But we definitely want to hear from Lisa, and I love this book. I was fortunate to get an advanced copy via an email. My actual handheld copy, I'm waiting for that, autographed by Lisa. I'm looking forward to that. But it's such a lovely book. And here we are, right before Mother's Day. If you're listening to the show live, Mother's Day, you still have a few more days, so get your act together. Don't forget Mom, right, Lenny?
Don't. Oh, no.
No way. Make sure you're going to feed her well. Maybe take her over to Panino's Pizza.
No.
I know I'm a mom, and I would love that. Or is Panino's closed on Mother's Day?
No, we're open.
All right, Panino's is open. So you may be listening to the show on Thursday, so you got some time. Friday, you got some time. Saturday. But if you're listening on Sunday at noon on WCKG.
I'll be right back, Dolly. I got to go get a Mother's Day gift.
You're in trouble. Panino, Lenny, will you take some last-minute reservations over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Panino's has got several locations all around Chicagoland. They're delicious pizza, and I invited them on the show today to talk about their pizza, because you know I love to feature people that do a lot of good things, and they do good things, and they're also Olympians. Pizza Olympians, is that right?
No, we're members of the U.S. pizza team.
That's an Olympic team, isn't that?
It is, really. It's made up of men and women all over the country here and with passion for pizza.
Absolutely. So. Well, we're going to talk about that with Lenny. I am dying here because I'm surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4 pizzas. You're killing me, Lenny.
And a focaccia bread made from Via Pizzeria 123, which you can buy in the stores.
All right. Well, we're going to do a lot of commercials for Lenny and Panino's Pizza. I love family-owned operations, and this one is no different. And I was in there not too long ago, and I tell you, they do it right. Oh, man, you really do have great baked clams, too, by the way, I must say. All right, so let's get down to business. We got some things to get to before I tell you about Mother's Day. Well, you know, let's just jump right in there. I have some announcements. Let me just make a few announcements before we get into the whole Mother's Day theme of the show today. I'm a mom of 5. And Lenny, your mom, how many kids is she?
3 boys.
Your mother had 3?
3 aggressive boys.
God bless her. My mother had 5 boys, but 3 boys is trouble. When there's just 3 boys in the house, there's no girls in there to keep you guys in line.
No girls.
Smack you around. How about you? You're a dad.
I'm a dad.
You have a wife, and she's a mother. How many kids?
I'm a mother. I have 2 kids, a 15-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl.
Okay, are you going to take them out shopping and make sure they get mom a nice Hallmark card?
No, they're pretty much on their own now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my daughter works. She's got her own account.
She
goes out and buys her own stuff. And my son already got it, he said. So.
You're going to remind them, though, right?
No, they already did it. I think they were ahead of me. So.
Good. I was going to say, you don't want to – you've probably been smacked with dough before by, you know, if she's Italian, you know,
yeah, she's
that's,
at the restaurant
that's a
right
sign
now,
of
probably
affection.
Probably listening to us.
What's her name?
Her name is Dina.
Dina, hi.
She's the backbone of this business because she. Well, we were working another job. We started Panino's, and she was the one running the ship. And
I don't doubt
incredible.
That.
She's incredible.
Italian women, they are amazing. For every good, strong Italian man, there's a woman right,
yeah.
right
she's
behind
half,
him holding
she's
him
half
up.
Half Italian, half Polish. So I'll give her.
All right. Okay, so it's Mother's Day weekend, and I want to do a shout-out to all the wonderful moms out there. And I also want to take a moment to remind my children that it's Mother's Day. Hint, hint. I wouldn't mind a few flowers, you know. But I have to say, you know, so today, this morning when I woke up, I was looking through my pictures on my phone, and I came across an old picture of my kids, and today is Thursday. We do the Throwback Thursday thing on Facebook, and I posted that with the kids, and there's always this, I've always said this prayer since they were babies. It's something that kind of, parts of this are me, parts of it I stole from other people. I just combined it all into one little, I call it a prayer, you know, a mother's prayer, Dolly's prayer. And this is what I say, I read this often, it's taped to my mirror, and I'm sure a lot of mothers are like this. We're always praying, please God help me get through this day with these crazy children. But it's always been my guide, and it's kept me kept my focus. And you know what? I'm no different than any other moms out there. Moms out there, it's you know it. In your whole lifetime, being a mother to your children is and will always be your greatest accomplishment. And so I want to celebrate moms today, and I also want to share with you something that I posted. I did post this on Facebook, and it's just crazy. All these people are, you know, reposting it. So it's kind of nice because I think what it does is it reminds moms to hear. I'm just going to just say it and
going
you'll
to
hear
the Catholic
it.
School when you were younger, you know. I see where that comes from.
Yeah, those nuns, they did a good job on me. So here it is. We're going to start off this show with a little prayer for moms. So this is what I say. How many times do I have to introduce this, you know? Why don't I just say it, Lenny? It says, God, help me be a happy voice in my children's lives today. It's a privilege to have this time with them. I don't want to hurry my way through these precious years. I want to savor every minute and have fun with my kids. Help me take this responsibility seriously, but not too seriously. Help me to remember to laugh more and say no less. Most of all, give me the strength I need to be patient when I feel I have no patience left, to listen with when my ears are full, and to forgive myself when I blow it. Their very life is a miracle to be treasured and respected. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to help these five children grow. And then I put a little hashtag, my five golden rings, that's what I call them, and blessings. And I'm always telling them, stop growing up, please, cut it out. So this is a mother, you know, a mother saying this to her children, but now I'm ready for them to say some nice things about me. So anyway, but if you're listening and you're thinking of mom, these are the kinds of things that your mother has thought about and is always trying to make your life better and think of better ways to be a mother. And so take a moment and really honor her. Don't just run and grab flowers and a card. Really take a moment and think about the things that your mother has done. And this is what my first guest has really done. She has collaborated and gathered celebrities. Here we have a list of celebrities. I'm just going to get her on the line right now. Lisa Erspommer, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. I'm here. I wish I was in studio. I'd like some of that pizza.
Oh, I wish you were here, too.
I was like, yum.
Yeah, it's not too bad for 9:30 in the morning.
Never too early for pizza.
No.
Never too early.
And it's kind of that it's getting a little cold, so it's yummy. It's even yummier that way, Lenny. So, Lisa, let me just reintroduce, because in case people are just tuning in, you were a top TV producer and the former co-executive producer of The Oprah Winfrey Show, and you're the creator of A Letter to My Mom, which features a number of exclusive letters from celebrities, such as Shania Twain, one of my favorites, Kelly Osbourne, Muriel Hemingway, Melissa Rivers, wow, and her mom just passed. So that was, I haven't read that, the whole book. I read a few, and I pulled, I got a little audio clip, if you want. I can play that now. Well, I'll play in a few moments. But this is A Letter to My Mom is the third book in Lisa's breakout series celebrating the joy and emotion of letter writing. I love that. Her first two books, hugely popular, A Letter to My Dog, A Letter to My Cat, huge hits. Now this third installment is here, and I must say, reading it last night, I just – got teary-eyed. It'll be a great gift for Mother's Day. Or if you're a mom, and just get the book and and think of your own mom. So
it'll
a great
tell you a
job
lot about
with the
how
book.
To, how, what your kids will like. I think we learned a lot about that from reading everybody's letters. Like what the kids, you know, what are the memories that they will remember?
Mm-hmm. What made you write this book? What made you, you know, you go from cat to dog to mom. Thanks, Lisa.
It felt like a natural progression. I know, right? Crazy. But, you know, it did start with dog. I am a dog mom. So I'm a big animal lover. And it was actually, it started as a fluke. I didn't really think anybody would take it that seriously. But when they did, and they took the idea and we started producing it. And that's when I realized, like, wow, you know, these letters really, you know, bring out a lot of emotion and a lot of story. And so I realized it was just, you know, more than just a letter to my dog, which, by the way, I love that book too. And so we did a letter to my cat next for our cat-loving friends. I'm a cat lover too. And then it felt like it was time to head to the human section of this series.
And
so
and
we really
to
wanted
start?
To start with mom.
Yeah, who better to start this off?
Well, yeah, because, you know, moms really are our first loves, right? It's the first person that we bond with. And, you know, all of our relationships are complicated, but I also think, like, all the things that moms do for us in our lives, all the sacrifices that moms make, you know, I think there's really nothing better that you can do than write a letter, you know, telling her how you feel and what she's done for you. I think there's nothing better than giving her that validation that all that sacrifice was well worth it.
Yeah, celebrate the women
that
I love this. You say celebrate the women that give us life and teach us how to live it, because moms are our first teachers, you know. And they and you know, in the book, I did read a few, and there was one, Susie Orman. It was kind of a sad letter.
Yeah.
It was a sad letter, and a mom. She wrote the letter after her mom had passed. Hopefully, she wrote a letter before her mom had passed. But you can write it before or after. And but
I think it makes
this
equally is equal an impact. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I get that. Yours is sitting on a couch.
Susie's a really good friend of mine. And what I thought was interesting was how honest Susie was about the relationship and how, you know, she really did love her mom and she spent a lot of time with her toward the end of her life. But the fact that her mom, you know, wasn't able to tell her she loved her because she didn't, you know, agree with her choice of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just really honest of her to, like, you know, express that in this book. So.
Yeah, it was really powerful. I saw the video of her reading the letter. I love how you have that. And we're going to play Muriel Hemingway's. She's an actress. I don't know what she's up to these days. I haven't seen her on the screen in a while.
She has a new book out. She has a new book out called And Out Came the Sun. Yeah, she's one of my
I'll have to get her on the show. And Out Came the Sun.
You should.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, Muriel's had a wildly interesting life. I did a documentary on her a couple of years ago called Running from Crazy. And I said to her, I go, after I got her letter to her mom, I'm like, I think I know you better as a result. There's just something about hearing people like talk about that relationship that gives you a whole new insight into who they are. Fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah. She looks fantastic, by the way. I don't know how old she is, but
I know.
Goodness.
She
looks
age. She's
amazing.
She's in her 50s. She looks younger than most people.
So how did
she
you get all these... How did you get all these celebrities to? Yeah, right. So, how do you get all these celebrities to open up and agree to do this? What made them want to do this and share their most intimate feelings?
Well, you know, I think some people were really excited to do it because they wanted to do it for their mom, and some people I had to beg, beg to do
like
it.
Like who?
People, you know, they always want to do it, and then when it comes down to actually sitting down, I mean, this is a real commitment to write one of these letters. It's not something that anybody can do quickly, and it's not something that we can do for them, right? And so, you know, but mostly people said yes. I mean, a lot of these people I've had the, you know, great opportunity to work with over the years and have, you know, really come to know. I've been in entertainment for a long time now. So, you know, that definitely helped us. You know, connect with the people that we wanted to have participate. So, that gave us a leg up for sure, you know, because we know some of them. Like Dr. Phil, obviously, I've known for quite a lot of time, and Susie and Marielle and various people that I've worked with. So, but some of the people that we didn't, you know, didn't really know or didn't work with were also really amenable to the idea. So, I think people realize how sweet it is. You know, even with like dog and cat, you know, I think that people do love to express their feelings, and there's just not always a vehicle to do that, I don't think.
Yeah.
So we hope that it encourages other people to sort of, you know, do write a letter to somebody that you love.
Yeah. Well,
really
sit down
and do that.
And tribute to you, you know, you have that gift where people are willing to open up to you and trust their story and their most intimate feelings that will be carried out in a truthful
right.
way and in a beautiful way. And it's such a beautiful book. Even the
Thank
pictures.
You.
So great. Monica Lewinsky's in here, too.
Yes.
Her
yep,
letter.
She's another friend of
mine.
Her
mom.
And I thought, you know, what I loved about having her in the book is that, you know, I think people forget when people go through various things in their life, and if it's public like hers was, you know, that these people are still somebody's child and somebody's family member. And I think when we're judgmental or harsh on people, that's something that we just really need to remember.
Yeah.
Everybody's somebody's child, and like the pain that causes a family is, or even to the person, by the way, but
yeah.
That's just something that I wish people would keep in mind more often. And so I was really happy that she participated in that.
Yeah.
Because you see, she's a real person. You know,
she's a real person.
People do forget.
These
yeah.
are real stories.
With real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's real family. Yeah.
And really,
yeah.
This ultimately is a tribute to moms. I mean, you know, the other day I had an earache. You know, I'm a grown woman. I'm at work and I have an earache and I just want my mommy.
Oh, no.
You know,
Aww.
And so it just shows, this book reminds us that no one can replace
your mother. Are you
going to
write your mom a letter?
I am. You motivated me to do this. I am
okay,
going to write a letter
should.
To my mother. Yes, and
you know,
I hope everybody
I think it's
does.
Really funny. The mom reactions are even, you know, are probably the best part. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, I've given my mom many great gifts over the years, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I was able to because of what I was doing. But this by far is the best gift I've ever given her, hands down. Like she would
Aww.
Turn everything else in easily if she even has any of it, right? For this. Like, it just meant a lot to her. And, you know, my letter, you know, really was severely imperfect, as I like to say. But, you know, to my mom, the fact that I would even take the time, I think, was really special. And I'm really glad I did it.
Oh, and it was so sweet. You know, it's so true.
Thanks.
I'm as a mom, even a mother of dogs, we love
yep.
the flowers and we love the chocolates, but nothing is better than the hug and the comfort and the licking of the face. Of a dog
right.
or a letter. I tell my kids I prefer a letter or a poem. If you can recite a poem
Absolutely.
To me, that means the world to me, other than a cologne or, listen to me, cologne, I'm so old-fashioned,
right.
perfume
yeah.
or flowers or chocolates or even taking me out to dinner. Just take time and read that poem or that letter. Well, it's a lovely book, and it's a great gift.
Oh, thank you.
An idea for a great gift for Mother's Day. You know what we'll do?
And there's a spot where
you
can write your own letter at the front of the book.
Oh, yes. I didn't see that because I have it on the
yeah.
Computer. But how lovely is that? Where
yeah, we
can
want
people go and order this
then.
Book? If they can't find the book
well,
at a store near them, where can they get this book?
Then BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, IndieBound, or you can go to alettertomymom.com.
Oh,
any of those
lovely.
Various places, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to pull up the here.
Mary.
We're going to play Muriel Hemingway's letter to her mom. It's about a minute long.
Great.
Can you hang on there, Lisa, and we'll listen to it together?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Here's actress Muriel Hemingway. It's lovely. Listen in.
Dearest Mom, so much has happened, and you haven't been here to see it. I am happy now, and I think that happiness is attainable. I would like nothing more than to share with you the joy I have found for living. When I was 12 and performed the Joey Heatherton CertaPerfect Sleeper mattress commercial for you until you couldn't breathe from laughing so hard, that is the kind of uncensored joy I feel daily. You were the best audience ever. Those times I did skits for you while you lay sick in bed were the times that made me believe that I could be a performer, that I could make people laugh and cry because you could see me. Now when I laugh and play, I do it in honor of you. I miss you. I miss who you could have been had you known what I know now. You told me right before you died that I was a good mother, and that meant so much to me coming from the best mother I could possibly have had. You are the soil beneath my feet. You are my first teacher, and most importantly, you are my own sweet and delicate mom.
Muriel Hemingway. Oh, that was that's sweet. That was one of the sweet ones. They're all really good. They're all very good, Lisa. I bet you have a blast
Thank
doing
you.
This. And then, I'm guessing the next one
we
will be
sisters.
We cried
a lot. We cried every day. Sisters. Well, that's,
is that going to be the next one? I'm guessing. I have eight sisters.
Well, we're
I want to be in this
baby.
Book.
No, you have to be. You have five kids. My God, you can write so many letters.
Well, I have five kids, yeah. But how about sisters? I have eight sisters. I
sisters
hear of a few letters I want to send
sisters,
them.
Dolly? You have eight sisters and how many brothers?
Five brothers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you better
so,
write a letter to your mom.
Yeah, I will write a letter to my mom, and and my brothers and sisters, they've gotten a few nasty letters from me in the past. No,
well,
I'm teasing. but I think this series is wonderful because it recognizes how very
we
important everybody is around us, but especially moms.
Yeah.
And
we
had
to start with the first love.
Yep. You know, I love this Jewish thing. It says, God couldn't be everywhere, so he made mothers. I just had to throw that out there. So
that's
thank
right.
you, Lisa. This is a great book. Lisa.
Thank you.
Am I saying
I really
your last name?
It.
Urs Palmer?
You said it perfectly.
Awesome. Yahoo.
Perfect.
It was great to talk to you. And please stay in
you
touch.
Too.
I look forward to future books in this series. Check this book out, A Letter to My Mom. And Lisa, how's our friend Oprah doing? I have to ask.
I think she's
you
doing great.
Keep in touch with her?
I think the network's going well, and you know, they've got a lot of new content on there, and you know, it's all good. You know, those networks are not easy, but it's definitely, I think, things are good.
Good. And you yourself, are you working on any other TV shows besides the book?
I am. I actually am in New York. I just did a pilot for a talk show and have another one coming up. And, yeah, we do, TV and digital content and all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
yeah.
Well,
I'm just a content creator.
I love it. I have that same problem. I have that same problem, too. Do you wake up in the middle of the night with ideas and you just can't stop?
Oh, yeah. Yep, and I torture everybody with them. But we try to make them all happen as best we can, the ones we love the most.
Well, you did such a great job on Oprah, and I do miss that show. So,
I miss it, too, I have to say. I miss the variety of the show. I miss that we could go from, like, finding the best gene to, like, you know, a serious news topic without, you know, a hitch. I miss those days, but.
When you were the executive producer of Oprah, are you from Chicago? Did you live here? Do you miss Chicago, I should say? People here are listening. They're all over the country listening to this show, but mostly from Chicago. This is where we're based.
I do. I was there 17 years, so I really felt like Chicago was my home. I mean, I did the show for a really long time, and I definitely miss – I mean, I think Chicago is such a beautiful city with amazing restaurants, and I love the lakefront so much. But yeah, so I moved there from L.A. to do the show when I was just a pup. But
that's drastic.
Now I'm a full-grown age.
Well, we're going to keep
woman.
An eye on you, Lisa. And you know it's 77 in Chicago today. And guess where I'm going after this show?
You are kidding. 77?
I'm playing Spirit. It's 77. It's funny because I got in the car this morning and the temperature just kept rising and rising. It's almost like July out there.
That's
going to the lake today.
That's amazing. Oh, I would too. I love that lakefront.
Ferris Bueller is calling
me. One of my favorite parts.
Well, thank you again. The book is lovely. A Letter to
thank
My
you.
Mom. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And stay in
hey,
touch. We'd love to have
to
you back
sisters.
On. I will. Thank you.
We'll put it in the queue for the book on sisters, which we will do for sure at some point.
Oh, I'll be honored.
Right?
Thank you for stopping by,
it.
Lisa. Happy
right,
Mother's
thanks,
Day.
Sally.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You know, or rather I should say, do you have a passion for doing good in the world? Did you know that 768 million people still drink unsafe water? Lack of clean water and good sanitation is the leading cause of preventable death in the world. You can help by running for freedom on Saturday, July 11th in the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-Mile Walk at Freedom Commons. And we're raising money to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. To register, go to www.rotaryfreedom5k.com. And I'm very proud that the Dolly McCarthy Show is the presenting sponsor of the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2-Mile Walk. Go to the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page, and you can see a link right there that will take you to the registration. The 5K and 2-mile walk is, again, July 11th. What a fun thing to do on a Saturday in July. The Deli McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the Kankakee Valley Park District's Barbecue Fest. Yes, we are back. This is our second year over there in Kankakee. They don't really talk like that. Don't they? Lenny, they do. Say, do some Kankakee.
Kankakee.
Kankakee. Maybe they need a Panino's Pizza out there in Kankakee.
Oh, that's pretty far.
You need four locations.
Four.
Yeah. Lucky. Four Leaf Clover.
I think I'm done with three.
Okay. In Kankakee this year, that'll be July 9th, 10th, and 11th. Hey, look, you could go to Kankakee, spend the weekend at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest, go see Vanilla Ice. They have country night there, too. We're giving away free tickets to this, by the way. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page and find information on the Kankakee Barbecue Fest, which we posted this morning, and post your name and tell me, Dolly, give me free tickets. That's all you have to post. Or you could post on my wall, hello, Dolly, and I will throw your hat into my Cubs, or your, throw your name into my Cubs hat and pull out, and you can win free tickets to Kankakee Barbecue Fest and join me with Vanilla Ice. He's going to, I don't know, he might pull me up on stage again to dance. He did that last year.
Well, now you're all groomed to dance.
It's crazy.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from Arthur Murray. Thank you, Arthur Murray.
Might not go with his song, but...
And my old high school, Lenny's from the old neighborhood. This is what I love about Lenny Rago, which is in Italian, Rago.
Rago.
Rago, because I'm an Italian girl. Anyway, Guerin Prep High School, my old high school was Mother Guerin, Holy Cross, they merged, and now it's Guerin Prep High School. They're hosting their first inaugural Derby Day on Saturday, May 16th at Arlington Racetrack. The gates open at 12 noon. The first race post time begins at 1:15. Tickets include open bar, two-hour buffet with the chef's table. Oh, you know it's going to be good with the chef's table. You know, the carving station. Oh, help me, Lord. Derby hat contest. I'm going to be a judge. Silent auction race program, and I will be your afternoon MC. Looking forward to this. Great time. It's all for charity to help support the Guerin Prep Scholarship Fund. So come on out. Please come on out. Go to my Facebook page, and you'll see the link there. Click on it and register. Okay, a couple more announcements, and then we're going to talk to Lenny Rago. Did I say it right?
Now.
You wanted me to say the American version.
Well,
I will say that. Because, you know, my maiden name is Caravetta, but my family changed it to Caravette. You know, a lot of Italian families did that.
Yeah.
It's another vowel. It's okay. Different vowel.
They wouldn't get caught when they crossed the border.
Oh, my God. Okay, the Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater performing in its historic downtown district, presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's classical musical, The Sound of Music. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of the motion picture by seeing the musical live on stage. We're going to be giving away free tickets to this. Do you need a gift for mom for Mother's Day? Well, again, go to the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page, like it, find this link, tell me you want free tickets, and I will put you in the Cubs hat. Pull out your name, and you will have an opportunity to win free tickets. It's going to be a great gift for mom. Wonderful event for the whole family. The Sound of Music is playing June 12th through the 28th. BrightsideTheater.com. Check them out. Okay, do I have any more announcements? Oh, my goodness. We'll read that later. That will be later. All right, so let's say this segment is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services. Thank you to Homebridge Financial Services for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. And, of course, this is the yummy part of the show. We have Lenny Rago here. Rago. I want to say Rago. I grew up on Rago.
That's not good.
Rago is
your mother
here.
Wouldn't be happy with
Lenny
that.
Lenny Rago.
That you told her you just grew up on Rago.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a jar of sauce.
You know, it happens. My mother had 14 kids. My mother was Italian.
I'm surprised you don't have bushels of tomatoes in your backyard growing and your mom making sauce.
Hey, you know, we did have a fig tree in the backyard.
Fig tree?
My father was 100% Italian.
Ah.
And he let it slide that she didn't make her own sauce. She never did. She never made her own sauce. And she started making it after I came back from Italy. And I taught her because my friends from Mother Guerin moved to Italy, Rome, and they taught me how to make the sauce. You have a similar story, don't you? So let's talk about Panino's Pizza. Three locations. Go. Lenny, go.
Go. All right. So we have three locations. Our first location is in Evanston. Our second location is in Lakeview. And our third location is in Park Ridge.
Which I love that Park Ridge location. So cute.
They're all unique in their own way.
Yeah, okay.
Chicago's very cozy.
How did you get started?
Right by Wrigley Field. So if you're at the Cubs game, You can just go over there, walk over there, get slices. Or we have a full dining room. In Evanston, we make 20 different flavors of gelato.
Ooh.
So
you got pistachio?
We got pistachio.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't have pistachio.
Yeah, we have pistachio, nocciola, which is the, you know, the Italian hazelnut.
Yes.
And then, you know, Park Ridge is this unique little place that does a lot of seafood because the clientele in Park Ridge is Italian and Greek. And so we have a lot of seafood there.
Italians love seafood.
They love it.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. So, okay, so three locations. And which was your original location?
Evanston is our original
okay.
location. We actually were on Central Street in, by you know, Ryan Field, which was Dyke Stadium at the time. So across from Mustard's legendary hot dog stand across the street. I give him a plug, but. We were there for 10 years, and then we moved to Dempster and Dodge, where it was a bigger location, parking, and we're doing well there. We just added a wood-burning oven in there, so we have Neapolitan pizzas, which were really good.
Yeah, let's talk about those Neapolitan pizzas. I had that recently at your Park Ridge location.
You did.
And, you know, Lenny, I did order a lot. Let me just say that. We ordered the Neapolitan.
Yeah,
we ordered the lasagna.
A lot of food.
We ordered the baked clams. We ordered,
Lasagna.
There was another dish that we ordered, too.
You ordered the calzone.
Didn't we order some eggplant, too?
Eggplant.
Oh, the calzone. Yes, the calzone. And you stuffed it with, I asked for meatballs, and it was to die for. The meatballs were very soft
homemade
and
meatballs.
Tender. Homemade? What do you have time to do this, homemade?
Everything.
You're running three
restaurants.
Everything
we do
what
is
time?
Homemade and made to order, believe it or not. Everything is.
Yeah, I believe it. So, because I was there, and I asked for a special calzone, and you did it with your homemade meatballs, and it was just. It was incredible. And it, you know what? That's coming from an Italian woman like me, who
the
my
compliment.
Mother is amazing. I'll tell you, my mother and my grandmother were amazing Italian cooks, so it's very hard to find a good Italian restaurant. And Panino's, this is why you're on the show.
No, thank you.
You know,
thanks
if I went in there and I didn't
here.
Like your food, do you think you'd be sitting here today?
No. I'm a true believer of that. If you don't put out good product, people won't come to your restaurant.
I can talk like this to Lenny because we're from the Northwest side, and this is how we talk to each other. We're keeping it real today on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I got to do a little station ID. We want to do a shout-out to all of our listeners on WCKG. Thank you for tuning in. I'm very excited to be now on the WCKG lineup. So thanks to all of you for tuning in on Sundays at noon for the Dolly McCarthy Show. And you're listening... If you're listening Thursday, this is live. If you're listening Friday, you're not live, but it's recorded. But anyway, we're talking about Mother's Day weekend, and Lenny Rago is here from Panino's Pizza. I'm surrounded by pizza. I'm going to eat one of these, but I'm not sure which one yet. They all look great. There's some focaccia here. But I got to take a quick break for an identification.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready. Go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
That's my buddy Ronnie B. Elvis. Check out Ronnie B. Elvis's website for more appearances by Elvis. In fact, Elvis's anniversary of his death is in August 19th. Did you know that? Or is it the 16th?
I think so.
I stand corrected. Yeah, we're gonna have a little get together.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
We're gonna have a get together. We're gonna have a little party with Elvis and a charity event. So details on that will be coming. So we're working on that now. So, but Ronnie B. Elvis, he's out there singing away all around Chicagoland. One of these days he's going to be flying out of an airplane, he tells me. Anyway, okay, so Ronnie B. Elvis, thank you for that song. We are back. This is Dolly on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm talking to Lenny Rago from Panino's Pizza. He's got three locations, Park Ridge, Evanston, and Lakeview. And if you're looking for a place to take mom this Mother's Day, if you're listening on Sunday, it's not too late. You can go to Panino's. There might be a line out the door. You might have to wait a little bit. So make sure you got some chocolates for mom while she's waiting in line to get in Panino's. So, Lenny, let's talk about this Neapolitan pizza.
All right.
What is special and different about this? I know it's very special.
It is very special. We use a naturally leavened mother yeast.
And a mother
let me
yeast.
Let me tell you the story about that. My brother was in Naples snooping around all the restaurants, and one guy looked at him and goes, "You must own a restaurant, you know?" And he's like, "Yeah, I do." He's like, my brother's like, "I'm just fascinated with this pizza here, and I just want to, you know, learn how to do it. So he got a strain from Naples that goes back to the 1700s. So we brought the strain back, and then he took it to his garage. And
how did you pass U.S. Customs with that strain?
Can't tell you, it would have to kill you. But he brought that strain back with him, and he started growing the strain in his garage via this little contraption he made. And it was like a styrofoam thing with a little light bulb in it, and he keeps feeding it every day. And that mother strain is still in his garage in a safe place, because all three restaurants have the strain, and if you don't have that strain, the bread just doesn't come out the same. I mean, it comes out okay, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
And when the mother yeast, if there's a problem with one of our restaurants, we have that mother backup.
Wow.
So it's a chore to go back there and feed it every day. It's a lot of work. But if you come into the restaurant, you will see why it is the best Neapolitan pizza.
Yeah. Well, you'll taste why.
You'll taste why.
And I tasted that. And you brought some.
Right. Yeah.
Did you bring it today? Is that pizza? That's a focaccia.
Yes. So this East Coast pie that's right over here is made from the naturally leavened yeast. And then that's our focaccia bread, which is not made from a naturally leavened yeast. The grandma pie over there, which looks awesome over there.
Oh, yes.
That is made with the naturally leavened yeast. We got so into this that we decided that we wanted the home consumer to be able to do this at home. So we created this product called the Via Pizzeria 123, and it's a great product. It's sold all over Chicagoland. If you went to viapizzeria123.com, you could see all the locations that
sell
it.
Okay, that's your company, the Via Pizzeria 123.
Right. Right.
How did you come up with that name?
Like, we just wanted
Via means alive, right?
Via is a street in Italy, so it's a street, the Via. Everything's Via, you know, Lecce, Via Carducci, everything has got Via to it. So we decided.
You're right, yeah.
Right. So everything in Italy has a street name, so we decided to call it a street. So Via Pizzeria is a street. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3, because everything is inside this one-pound bag. So you can go home, put it in, watch our videos online, make it with us, and it comes out just like we do at the restaurant. And now we even use it at the restaurant in a bulk form.
Really?
So we're using the same thing. The only thing we do different is we use a naturally mother leavened yeast in our Neapolitan dough. But, it still comes out pretty decent.
Yeah.
And it's sold all over, and you can take it home and make it yourself.
Well, I did take some home when
I was
there.
You did, right. I saw it, and it tastes good.
It sat on the counter, and then the other day I posted on Facebook, you know, you have one of those days, you just got to clear the calendar and put on the apron and just spend time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Every Italian has...
Oh, yeah.
It's
fun to
do. You're lucky you get to do that every day.
I don't do it every day, but I manage the ship now, sometimes
we
do.
Well, only a couple times a week you get, right?
Oh, yeah, I still get. I still make the Neapolitans. You can come to Evanston and watch me right in the front. I'll make on Friday, Saturdays. I'm the guy making the Neapolitans because I love doing it.
Can I come in and make some Neapolitans?
Yes, you can come in and make Neapolitans.
How fun. I used to work at the Plaza Pizzeria at the Hip. You remember that place?
Oh, yes, the Hip.
For $1.35, you could get a slice of pizza, and we would throw the dough up in the air. And
if you want to do that, we can get you to be a member of the U.S. pizza team, and then you can come do the acrobatics.
That's another thing we'll talk about. You're on the pizza team, but I was going to quickly make this point, though, about your focaccia. So I fooled my kids. I said, this is my own recipe. But it really was. My toppings were mine.
Sure.
But it was the Via Pizza 123.
Right.
And that was incredible.
Was it easy?
It was easy. It really was.
The yeast is in there, the salts, the flour mixture.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Just got to make sure your water temperature is hot.
Yep.
Otherwise, it won't rise.
Not burn to the touch.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it was so easy, and I need to get a case of this, because this is my passion now, making this focaccia.
It's a lot of work. And if you ever grew up in an Italian household, you'd watch your mother slave 3-4 hours a day creating the batter, where we just make it simple now. You just pour it in a bowl, add water and oil, and you're done.
Yeah.
It is quick and simple, and it comes out pretty good.
It does. So check it out for yourselves if you don't believe me. So Lenny Regu is here. Regu. So, oh, my goodness. I said Regu.
So hard about saying my
name. Why am I saying that? Regu. Jeez.
You keep plugging Ragu Company.
I am not. It's Panino's. It's delicious pizza.
We do have a dish on our menu called the Rigatoni Ragu. Though.
Don't throw me off now. So you and your brother started this, right?
Yes.
Your brother Gino. I'm sorry you couldn't be here today.
Yes.
We miss him. We'll have to get him on another time.
I hope he gets well. I hope he's listening.
He's not doing too well. But he's
doing
on the men.
He's going to be fine.
These pizzas look beautiful. And here's the thing. I had Gene and Jude's on the show a few weeks ago. And my buddy Dan over there, oh, I got up extra early to make all these hot dogs for you.
If I were you, I would have just brought some ketchup.
I'm like,
will
you quit
whining?
No, I love him. You know, so it was so nice of him to come early and bring all those hot dogs. It was delicious. I never had a hot dog at 9:30 in the morning.
I go out of my way just to go there.
Yeah, it's good.
I grew up there. We all grew up there.
Not to jab them, but here you are coming on at 9:30, and you got up extra early. And these are like, this is like artwork, these pizzas. This takes time. So appreciate you doing that.
No problem. Thanks, Tony, for helping me out this morning.
Tony, you rock.
Yes.
Anthony. And so you and your brother started this. And what keeps you going? This is
just a passion.
It's fun.
It's fun to do. You know, now that we're on the U.S. pizza team, it's great traveling and meeting different people that have the same passion as you do. And, you know, going to different states. And
what does it mean being on the U.S. pizza team?
What does it mean?
All the pizza you want? From anywhere in the world. You have this, like, pass.
You know, we compete. Like that grandma pie, we competed with that pie. The Neapolitan, I competed. We took top 10 in Vegas.
Wow.
One of the pizza team members won the whole thing. He won, like, $5,000 plus another $3,000 for the thing. And, you know, it's just to get together with all these guys and learn what they're doing. And, you know, it's just the experience is awesome. And just to watch these guys and how talented they are doing their acrobatics, their largest dough stretching, folding pizza boxes, just stuff that, you know, Chicago is really not known for.
Mm-hmm.
We're more known for our culinary, and that's why we're on the team. We're very culinary-driven,
mm-hmm.
and our passion is there. And my brother is actually leaving in a couple weeks. He's going to be representing the U.S. pizza team in Panino's over in Italy. They're doing the whole Parma thing. And with our great, thanks to our great sponsor, Galbani Cheese, which is a lactless company out of New York. They're sponsoring us.
Real cheese.
Yes.
Pizza. Oh, my God. I'm eating.
That's the grandma pie.
The grandma pie.
Yes. That's made from the
this
mix in
so
the bag
good.
That you can get at the stores.
The
or
one,
online.
The,
you can buy it, everything online.
Via Pizza 123.
Yeah, Via Pizzeria 123.com.
How did you get it to be so?
You just got to let it. You just got to let it rise. You know? You just, you know.
Be patient.
You got to be patient. And if you're not patient with dough, you know, there's nothing that's instant. Even though we have it say 123, it still takes time. You know, there's no instant thing unless you just want, you know, mediocre stuff. You got to let it rise, you know.
So three boys in the house. Who taught you how to cook?
Actually, my dad took my brother and I to a restaurant in Des Plaines, and we learned there as, you know, I was 15 years old when I was there. I had to ride my bike to work sometimes from Des Plaines from about, ride my bike to work. And then my dad would pick me up at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and put the bike in the back of the car and take me home because he was still at work during the day.
Was this an Italian restaurant?
Yeah, it was an Italian restaurant called Nick's La Cantina back at the time. I think it's now called Giuseppe's. And, you know, we learned. My partner, Bruno Brunetti, who joined us back in 06, that's his family as well. And, you know, we were, you know, 15 years old answering phones.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I didn't touch anything. I don't know
what
happened.
She's trying to promote herself again.
I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened.
So, yeah. So, we, you know, my dad put us to work there and learned there. My brother was at the same place, and we learned how to do it. And then we've always been involved in the food industry. You know, if it wasn't working in the restaurant, we were selling with a distributor, learning that end of it, and then we decided that we wanted to do our own thing.
Yeah.
And we went back into doing it.
Did your mom make her own sauce?
My mom made her sauce.
You call it gravy
or
sauce?
My called it gravy.
You did?
We called it gravy. Sunday gravy.
Really?
Yes. Sunday gravy. And people, you know, call it mashed potato gravy, turkey gravy. But, you know, my mom used to make it. I used to go to the farms with her and pick the tomatoes off the things right here in Illinois, and then we'd take it back, wash all the tomatoes. What a job, what a pain. And
wow.
Arse. You know,
yeah,
and you know, then you have to, you know, steam the jars and the stuff like that. And then nowadays, you can buy all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of these people just do it for tradition reasons. And the tomatoes here in Illinois don't have flavor. I'm sorry, but all you Italians out there,
we know
California,
we know
ground or Italian tomatoes, the earth, that's where the flavor comes from. I'm not gonna knock them because they like doing the tradition, but you can find all that stuff canned or bottled nowadays.
Yeah,
which is. It saves a lot of, you know, you can pretty much buy it cheaper, I think. I figured it out. I think it's cheaper.
It's okay. it's okay to use the can, right, of tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. The California tomatoes are great. You know, we are sponsored by Escalon Tomatoes and, you know, Stanislaw. We use both. Yeah, so this pizza team thing is great. You know, Brian Hernandez is our pizza team leader. Hopefully he's listening. Brian's on the pizza diet. There's a such thing called the pizza diet.
Sign me up. How much weight can I lose?
He's lost like 30 pounds.
No
way. If you go to the U.S. Pizza Team and look out his blog, he's blogging about it.
How do we find that?
The U.S. I think it's Facebook U-S Pizza Team. And you can see Brian's blog about how he's losing weight eating a slice of pizza every 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that is you've got to eat all day long, like graze.
Right.
So if you're grazing.
So you can go on there and look. You'll see all the interesting stuff, videos and YouTube videos of us performing.
We have to check this out.
Yeah. And you watch the acrobatics. They're incredible. I mean, these guys are so talented.
So you're in this U.S. pizza team, and what are you going for? You got something coming up?
Oh, yeah. My brother is actually going to be doing some pizza in Due, and he's going to be working with John Coletto, who is a chef and owner of Quarantino downtown. They're going to be doing it together. He's going to be doing the cooking. My brother's going to be making the pizza, and they're going to compete in one of the categories out there. And then there's a bunch of pizza team members doing acrobatics and stove stretching and gluten-free and stuff like that. And they're going to try to place out there, but it's very hard. The Italians don't want us Americans to win.
Oh, jeez.
You know, they have the ego thing.
Oh, well, yeah.
So it's very hard. It's very hard, but we make noise because pizza's come a long way in the United States, and this pizza team has brought everybody together. And just from the knowledge they're gaining by being together, is making the U.S. pizza market incredibly, very, widespread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're learning. You can get anything on Google nowadays. Recipes from pizza owners placing it. Just you got to have the passion and the desire to do it.
Yeah, your sauce is so good. I'm eating this grandma's.
Next time I'll make you all the barbecue pizza with our barbecue sauce that we have.
Ooh, you got a barbecue. All right, you should come out to Kankakee Barbecue Fest.
Yeah, the Bibb's barbecue sauce that we use that we distribute all over Illinois and the country. And
I want to come to Gino's garage and see that mother yeast.
You want to feed the mother yeast.
I saw this YouTube video. You sent it to me.
Yeah.
You got to check this YouTube video out of Gino. It's so beautiful to watch, too. I love it. It's like so old world. And
all the Italians sitting around the table eating
basic
pizza.
And people sitting around. Yeah, I just love that. It's really cool. So that YouTube video, where do people see that?
I believe you could just Google.
You got to check it out.
I think if you went on Panino's, just Google Panino's and Lenny Rago, my name, might pop up.
Yeah, Lenny Rago.
Rago, not Ragu.
Yeah, please, get the name right.
Dolly's stuffing her face over here. She's like on her fourth piece of pizza.
I'm going to go after the sausage and mushroom one over here. This looks amazing, too. Is it split? Like, this is...
No, it's not split. It's all one thing.
Oh,
but
so
look
good.
But that focaccia bread is...
This grandma, though, this is my favorite. This reminds me of pizza that my mother used to make when I was a kid.
Peasant.
But this dough is way better. My mother made the dough with Bisquick.
Bisquick?
Yes, crazy.
Hey, you know what? Those old ladies, man, they have their stuff down.
You know,
don't knock them because
Bisquick was cheaper than flour.
They don't
measure. You got 14 kids. You gotta, you know.
They don't measure. I watch my mother. They don't measure. They just put stuff in the thing, and us Americans are like, give me a scale. Let me put it on there. You know.
Yeah. Hey, I have to do a quick shout out to a couple sponsors. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877getlimo.com. And a shout out to the Naperville Trolley and Tours. They're a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Hey, next month, June 3rd, would you join me at Midway Airport for Honor Flight Chicago, honoring America's World War II veterans? We're going to be sending off a group of men that have, served our country and done right by us, and we're going to give them an unforgettable day of honor in Washington, D.C., and there's no charge to these veterans for this. So we're going to be sending them off at Midway Airport on June 3rd. It's going to be an early one, like 5 a.m. We got to be there. But I really want to do a shout-out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day, And let's say something.
Let's give a mother a gift card.
Yeah, how about that? Let's give a mother.
$25 gift card to Panino's.
Oh, Panino's. Thank you so much.
So I don't know how you want to give it away. So.
We're almost out of time. We can't take a call right now, but we'll give it away on the air or maybe next week on the air, or we'll do it online.
We'll do a few. I brought you a bunch of them.
Thank you so much
yes.
for that. And happy Mother's Day. You want to do a shout-out to your wife
yes,
and your mom?
To my loving wife, Dina, who's listening, hopefully. No, she's probably working right now.
Oh.
And my mother and my mother-in-law, obviously. Don't want to forget the mother-in-law.
No, absolutely not.
Happy Mother's Day to you guys.
Are you, and you're working Mother's Day, I assume?
I have to work Mother's Day night.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't spend the day with them.
That'd be nice. Do like a brunch at Panino's or something.
No, I'm actually going to be working at Panino's. No, I think, you know, my mother-in-law is having a gathering, and then I'll bring my mother with us, and
yeah.
we'll all spend the day, and, you know.
Nothing like a bunch of Italians getting together
on a Sunday. They're Irish.
Well, the Irish,
they're Polish and Irish. And I think I'm the only Italian in the family.
You know, my kids are half Italian and half Irish. Great combination.
I couldn't tell.
Polish-Italian, good combination.
McCarthy's Irish?
You know, Czechoslovakia and Italian. Anything with an Italian is a great combination. I'm kidding. It was so fun talking to you
yes,
today, Lenny.
For
will you come
us
back on?
On
with the barbecue pizza and let us know how you're doing, how you did in the competition?
Yes, we will. We'll be posting. I'll be posting it on Facebook and our social sites. And then the U.S. Pizza team always has someone always posting.
Awesome.
Actually, you could watch it live. Melanie is really great at that. She'll have a live feed on the U.S. Pizza Team site, and you can watch them compete. It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
But you got to get up in the wee hours, you know, because there's, like, different time zone there. It's, like, 7-hour difference.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe you could just click online. Send us a link. Put it on the Panino's Facebook page. If you haven't liked Panino's or been there yet, go to their Facebook page, like it. Go in there. We're going to give away these gift certificates. Thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome.
Rego for this. It's not Ragu. It's Rego. And go in and say hello to Lenny or Gino.
I just want to remind you, we don't just do pizzas there. We do everything. We have full menu.
Oh, yeah. They
veal,
do have great
chicken,
baked clams.
Yes, baked clams, you know, different
that salmon.
Stuff, paninis.
That salmon picture looks amazing.
Yes, we do.
All right, we are out of time. I wish we could go on and on because I love talking about food. So, everybody, happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much. We got to end the show. We like to end it on a good note. Here's to moms. We love them. And we cherish you, Mom. And if you haven't done so already, write a letter to your mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love my mom. I love you, Mom. Thank you for everything, all the great memories and all the things you did for us, all the birthday cakes you made for us, and the gifts that you used to put in the jewel bag, and we had to reach in and pull out gifts. Those little cute little, like today it's comparable to the dollar store, you know? We had to pull a number of gifts out of the jewel bag. She never wrapped. It was all this, reach in the bag and pick out your gift.
With
awesome.
13 of you there, I assume that had to be.
Yeah. So, Mom, thank you for all the great memories and all. I can't wait to see you on Mother's Day. I love you. And, you know, happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And you too, Lenny. Thank you very much
for having me.
The gift
happy
of
Mother's
pizza.
Day to all the mothers.
You do it great. You do a good job.
Thanks.
And on that note, stay positive, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and check out Panino's Pizzeria in Park Ridge, Evanston, and Chicago. And thank you to my earlier guest, Lisa Erspalmer, who wrote a letter to my mom. Check it out. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Take care now. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
From the town of the blues, there's a team that wears their cottage shoes. They've been up, they've been down. Throughout it all, they've always had the best fans around. There's a growl in the air. Hearing the roar, the Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They can boast a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. I've been told a bunch of times about some curse from 1945 from a man with a ghost. 'Cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy. by now that code is dead. It means the curse is gone. But come and do it again, cause now it's time to move on. Come and do it again, just like I did it before. They can close the code, sounds good, it's a year for more. They're living up their best and getting ready to score. So come and do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers till you understand. Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Come and do it again, just like you did it before. Yeah. From our own players' hands, we fell for things you still believe in. If you understand, say yeah, 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 yeah. Come and do it again, just like you did it before. Big and close, a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their best and getting ready to score. Come and do it again, and then the